Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, is making some big changes, and they're so controversial, some of the company's top executives have quit. Some users are quitting too, looking other places for online community and information. Mastodon Social has popped up as an alternative, but as NPR's Raquel Maria Dillon reports, breaking up with Twitter is hard to do.
John Wilker, a science fiction novelist in Denver, has been using Twitter since the early days, 2007.
I figure anyone pre-2010, we're in that trendsetter category.
He credits Twitter with helping him launch his writing career, but other times it left him feeling disillusioned, like after the 2016 elections, and then again in 2020.
And it would always come down to just like, okay, this feels like the ratio now is turning more towards doom posting, mean-spirited hot takes on things. That was usually when I'd start to look.
He's explored alternative social platforms like Discord and Mastodon and didn't find them gratifying.
But they're all very special. Like, I joined one the other day that was all about, you know, science fiction, fantasy writing. And I'm like, this is great. These are definitely my people. But then no one else is there.
No other social networking platform has the same sort of tools that make connection possible the way Twitter does.
That's Meredith Clark, a professor of communication at Northeastern University. She's writing a book about Black Twitter. Even before Musk took over, she says Twitter didn't do a good job of protecting Black and other marginalized users. She worries it'll get even worse for them under Musk.
The question is whether they want to deal with kind of harassment that has definitely spiked in the last few days and weeks, whether they want to be there when, say, the chief chaos agent in charge comes back to the platform if he's allowed back on the platform.
She means former President Trump. Twitter's defectors are gravitating to sites like Mastodon. Here's the founder, Eugene Rochko.
Mastodon is a decentralized social media platform.
If that sounds really technical to you, it is. Mastodon has been popular with programmers and engineers. It's a little clunky to sign up, but it's growing. The platform now has about 1 million users. That's more than double compared to before Musk took over Twitter. Rochko feels vindicated that his idea is going mainstream.
What I always wanted to get over as a hurdle is that the idea that, no, there's not enough people on there, so I can't really use it, or it's for nerds.
Joan Donovan, a Harvard Kennedy School professor and author of the new book Meme Wars, says this moment is an opportunity to rethink what we want social networks to be.
What does it mean to build an intentional social network around timely, accurate local knowledge? And start from that premise rather than from the premise of, well, we're just going to be the tubes that push information around the web and no one's going to be responsible for the quality.
It's a chance for a do-over, Donovan says. Keep the parts we like, easy online community building and fun memes, for example. Maybe lose the parts we hate, like the disinformation, compulsion, and the breathless chase for likes and eyeballs. But John Wilker says he's finding it hard to break up with Twitter.
I did think about it the other day, but no, I have no plans to go anywhere, no plans to wholesale walk away.
However, he thinks taking a break from his intense relationship with Twitter might be healthy while he evaluates other options. Raquel Maria Dillon, NPR News, San Francisco.